Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball four. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. McGowan hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz strikes out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Kress reaches second base with a double. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to third. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-1 in the game. Betancourt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bengo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Yankees, 1. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a line drive towards short. Kress catches it and throws to second to double up Gehrig. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Bango and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bango hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bango for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-2 in the game. McGowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. McGowan moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult strikes out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGowan scores. Mainisch scores. Kress moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-2 in the game. Brannan takes first base on ball 4. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-2 in the game. Betancourt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shang strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipgras hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Koenig moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowder strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGowan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. McGowan reaches third base with a triple. Blue goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Browns. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Manish hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGowan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schult for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brannan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-3 in the game. Betancourt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shang hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Benny Bengo. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hammock pinch hits for George Pipgras. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Willie Moore now pitching. Pat Collins now catching. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 3 in the game. Crowder hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McGowan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Schult throws the ball into Betancourt, who tags Gehrig trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ruth goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 5-2 Browns. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 3 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 3 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Musel moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 3 in the game. Dugan strikes out. Two outs. Gene Robertson pinch hits for Pat Collins. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Betancourt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.